This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast. Joe Biden completely snapped during his annual press conference yesterday. Between reading straight from his notes and calling on reporters from his usual prepared list, the press conference was a spectacle of embarrassment. One of the more bizarre moments came when Philip Wegman of Real Clear Politics pressed Dementia Joe on him likening Republicans to George Wallace and Bull Connor, a couple of Democrats, by the way. Joe lost it.
You dispute the characterization that you called folks who would oppose those voting bills as being Bull Connor or George Wallace, but you said that they would be sort of in the same camp.
No, I didn't say that. Look what I said. Go back and read what I said and tell me if you think I called anyone who voted on the side of the position taken by Bull Connor that they were Bull Connor.
And
that is an interesting reading of English. I assume you got into journalism because you like to write.
So did you expect that would work with Senators Manchin or Sinema?
No, here's the thing. There's certain things that are so consequential. You have to speak from your heart as well as your head. I was speaking out forcefully on what I think to be at stake. That's what it is. And by the way, no one forgets who was on the side of King or Bull Connor. The history books will note it. And when I was making the case, don't think this is a freebie.
Joe, you may not have said Republicans are Bull Connor. Joe, you may not have said Republicans are Bull Connor, but you did say they aligned themselves with him, which is just as bad. I guess it doesn't matter that George Wallace and Bull Connor were Democrats, though, to repeat myself. They were Democrats. Bull Connor, George Wallace, check it out. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.